Hey y'all, hey, it is Lolita E. Walker, your power coach and your power speaker all in one. I am coming to you today for Coaching Cocktails and Conversations, the podcast, episode number 39. Oh my gosh. Right after my women's weekend renewal retreat this past weekend, y'all, it was fire. And today, I have such an amazing power player with me. I have Nasir. And if you have not heard of this power player in the social media space, you have something to look forward to. But today, specifically, we are talking how your riches to rags can absolutely help you rise. This is talking about getting out of your own way. It doesn't matter what circumstance you are going through in this present moment. It matters what you see and how you're going to shift to it. Are you ready for a story though? Nasir's story is so remarkable. Your mouth is going to be left wide open, but look at where he is right now.
I'm tired of lying to me and to you, and I'm going to step out. And I left. And I realized at such a young age that I was in it alone. So I had to figure out, what do I do to help build me and build my growth? And I had to do that personal reflection. Now with me going through all of that stuff, nobody knows me better than I know me. And when you're not afraid to lose it all, that's when you just keep on going. I am empowered to own and be anything that I want to be. I've been able to leave all that stuff in the past, forgive everyone that I've needed to forgive in order for me to move forward and to be the phoenix that I am now becoming today.
Woo! I love that. This story is worth listening to, and we got some coaching, cocktails, and conversations. Are you ready? Let's go.
Welcome to Coaching Cocktails and Conversations with Lolita E. Walker, the podcast that coaches you up while meeting you exactly where you are. Grab your water, tea, or something stronger and allow this podcast to help you feel the power in your pause. Come on in and join the conversation. Let's go.
Hey y'all, hey, we always start every single episode with a powerful affirmation from Walker and Walker Enterprises. Today is no different. Today's affirmation is, I am the narrator and editor of my story. I will begin with a new chapter today. Can you commit to that? Think about it. No one else narrates your story. You are responsible for narrating and editing your story. Get to it. We have too much greatness that is waiting on us. If you want to go ahead and grab your powerful deck of 40 card affirmations from Walker & Walker Enterprises, go ahead and go to lolitawalker.com/shop. That's lolitawalker.com/shop. You will not be disappointed. For all of you all who are new, I just want to say, hey, y'all, hey, I am Lolita E. Walker, and I'm the hostess with the mostest for this podcast, Coaching Cocktails and Conversations. Around here, we do things a different type of way. First, there's coaching. Coaching is where I just drop you a couple nuggets just to challenge your thinking. Whatever you can't use, just go ahead and leave it at the bus stop. There is absolutely no pressure at all. Next, we have cocktails. Now, this is not so much about what you're sipping on, but there is absolutely no judgment around here. Nope. It's 12 o'clock somewhere. It is really all about celebrating the greatness of who you are when you choose to show up to this kitchen table each and every time. I will absolutely celebrate you. And then there's some good old fashioned conversations. And today we have Nasir Yoakum. Now, this man right here is hashtag fire when it comes to social media. But what really intrigued me about Nasir, honestly, is his story. And as I listened to his story and I saw the greatness of where he was and where he continuously is as he's continuing to grow and to leap beyond bounds, I said to myself, Now, self, you have got to get Nasir on here. And as soon as I asked him, he's like, absolutely. So I love that he was able to be on here and share his story, because not only is he hilarious and amazing, but I really want to penetrate on his story because there's so many of you all listening right now. And I get your messages. Absolutely. And I know that something he is going to say today in his story will remind you of the absolute greatness that is within you. You know, I'm always talking about this other affirmation. Listen, you get two today. Is that I am the greatness that others have yet to see. And sometimes that other includes ourselves. But through his story, what you're going to get is that you can have everything. Then you can have nothing. And then you can still come back and rebound, because inside of you is greatness. And it was on episode 7 where we initially talked rebounding with resilience with Ingrid Clay. You remember that? Well, that is also a juicy one for you to go back and listen to. Even for all of you all who already had your comfortable seat at the kitchen table because you've been here before. Pair these two together, nothing but winners. Hashtag absolutely. Don't believe me? Well, let's go ahead and get into it. You ready? Let's do it. It's time for some coaching and a little bit of soul work. I am sure that I'm not talking to only a small amount of you all in these 47 countries, probably and beyond now, that's listening to this podcast when I say this. We have been, I know I have felt like I was at my lowest. I have felt like I've been in a situation where I'm living, I'm moving, I'm navigating, whether it's business or personal, inside of a space where I felt like the riches were here. Then I transitioned into the low of the rags of life, of home, of the essence of whatever it is I was doing. And then how did that help you rise? Now, today, my guest, Nasir, is really going to be talking about his living situation emotionally, physically, spiritually, all of these things that really was in tune to him living his best life. He's going to talk to us about that. And then him pretty much being homeless. What does that mean when you feel like you're alone? When you feel like there's no home? When you feel like everyone who is surrounding you are not helping to lift you in the moments where you need it most? I know I remember being there. So I'm going to share with you all. It's also in my book for those of you all who have it. I talked a little bit about it, but I remember when I leaped from corporate after almost 20 years. I remember at one point being in this fetal position, you all, and I remember crying and just calling out to God and just saying, what is happening? Why am I feeling like this? I had just left my job. I was navigating this divorce. I had a young child who was under the age of 2. My dad had recently passed away. It was just all of these things going on at once. And I remember literally being on the floor in a fetal position, just crying out like, what is going on? Why is this happening to me? God, please help me. And in the midst of all of that, I started just calling out gratitudes. And I remember feeling at my lowest and I was like, oh my gosh, I've never felt at this place. I feel so all alone. Where are all those people who I've supported over time? What is happening? And in that moment, I tell you, I've never felt this before, but I experienced this blanket of calm. It went over me. And I'd never experienced it again. Sometimes I'd be like, where is my blanket of calm? But it's a good thing, right? But when I think about the title today and I think about how riches to rags can help you rise, after that, I had to make a hard decision and ask my mother if I could move in with her for a limited time in order to get my business off the ground. I was becoming an entrepreneur, going into a new space. I saw my dreams and I had to see my dreams that other people didn't even see for me. Even the naysayers, I was like, do you think you can really do that? How are you going to do this? No, maybe you should work a little bit more. I mean, there was so much coming at me. And I said, no, I'm going to move forward. And luckily, my mom was so supportive. I must say, she didn't say, yes, you can move in with me right away. She did not, actually. And I know she's listening in, so she remembers as well. But I do thank you, Mom, for all that you do for me and for Walker as we continue to ride this entrepreneurial journey and impact so many people's lives. I so love you. I so appreciate you. Today, the soul work is really on the rise. The soul work is really on the journey. The soul work is helping us to really feel the power that is within our pause. You know, I talk about that all the time. And what does that mean, Lolita? Well, it means gifting ourselves the opportunity and the permission to pause. Because quite often, because we're going, because we're thinking of the next thing, because we're wanting more for ourselves and expecting more for ourselves, we're going through all of this that we forget that the power is in us pausing so that we can remember how to rise. So on your sheet of paper from your CCNC journal that I know you've already downloaded from lolitawalker.com/podcast, you can go ahead and write R-I-S-E, rise, along the left-hand side of your paper. And I want you to think about this. The R is for remembering and reflecting on your foundation. I remember having to remember and reflect on my foundation. Like, what were my core values? What are the principles that I stand upon? What are the strengths that Lolita Walker has? because that is so important as you clear the way from all of the naysayers, as you continue to walk on your journey. You remember the front of my book, The Intersection of You and Change. I'm always talking about this because that pathway right there, you could choose to go left. You could choose to go right. You could choose to stay in a complacency of where you are that you know is not serving you. You also could choose to go backward, because now when you walk that journey, you'll know the pitfalls and you'll know how to navigate it. Or you can choose to leap because your faith and your strengths have wings to protect your fall, right? Absolutely. And that's no different from each of you that's listening right now. Whatever your riches were that turned to your undesirable rags, how can you leverage that to help you rise? Well, the first is to remember and reflect on your foundation. What is your foundation? I want you to go ahead and draw a box on what is your foundation. What do you stand upon? And imagine yourself standing atop of that foundation. Next, the I is about I am. Now, right on top of that box, which is right beside of the I to the right hand side of it, I want you to write your strengths. You don't know him. I've said this before. We'll ask someone, and not only ask someone, what are the strengths that I possess? But I want you to ask them, how have I demonstrated them? Because when you add I am in front of that, not only is it a powerful affirmation, I am power, Lolita. I show up in every single thing that I do with 1,000%, no matter how I am thinking, no matter how I am feeling. But what I know is that I'm able to shift people with my words. They are electric. That is, I am power. And I've told you why. The importance of that. And when you have at least three and you end with your name, so mine will be I am Lolita Emmanuel Walker. What that does is it gives you the remembrance that you stand on a strong foundation of faith, of strengths, and of your core values. That is what we're remembering as we rise. It's so important because not only have you demonstrated it and you've reminded yourself how you demonstrated it, okay? But it's also a reminder that you will walk in intention today because you can leverage the strengths that you already know you have. Make sense? I know it's making a lot of sense to me too. The S is about surrounding yourself in the midst of circumstance with people who are going to lift you up, people who want to help you make strides. If they do not exist inside of the five people that you are around every single day, shake that hand up and go out and find resources that are going to help you on this new journey that you're on, because they might have been here for a reason in the season. And that is absolutely okay. We say thank you. Thank you so much for being on my journey. Let me talk to you about my vision. Absolutely. My vision is bigger than standing right here. My vision is bigger than that next tree right there. I'm looking all the way down. As a matter of fact, when I meet myself with my future me right at that tree that's all the way down there, I'm going to push even further and farther because my God has ensured that there's greatness inside of me. My rise is happening right now. Either you're with me or you're not. And guess what? That's okay. That is okay. We have to be okay with that. So that's the R, the I, the S. The S, I want you to write down the five people that you do your daily dealings with. Five people, and ask yourself, are they on my journey or are they already off my journey? And I just didn't see it because I didn't take time to pause. This is all about us rising. And that E is about expecting growth. We've got to expect it, y'all. Standing in complacency of right now has no room over here where we are. You are standing on the foundation of your rise, your R, your I, your S, and your E. You are expecting growth in this season. Absolutely. Y'all remember my equation for success, right? For all of you all that's new around here, go ahead and write this down too. Clarity plus confidence equals the commitment of how you are going to show up. When you are clear on your rise, when you are clear that there's bigger, better, and bolder for you, when you are clear on where it is that you want to go, and you know that right here, you're done inside of this space. You increase your confidence. You walk with a new type of commitment. You behave with a new type of commitment. You expect with a new type of commitment. Absolutely. Clarity plus confidence equals the commitment of how you are going to show all the way up on your rise. I hope everyone was able to grab a nugget, two, three, or four, because there were four specific nuggets for you today. And I hope you can walk in that. We are talking about rising. We're talking about recognizing the riches. When you get to your rags, that means the lowest part of your journey. This is going to help you rise to the bigger, better, and bolder you. And then you can be like, guess what? Lolita shared that on Coaching Cocktails and Conversations. #absolutely. I want you to thrive.
when we each thrive, it's going to be a better society. Don't you agree with that? Absolutely. Take somebody on a journey. Remind somebody to listen into this podcast. Make sure you write a review, you all. I love reviews. I love reading reviews on here. So make sure you do. I'd love to see what you pulled away. All right.
It's time for some cocktails.
Ooh, what are we celebrating today? What are we celebrating? Well, I am celebrating you. This is a cheers to you on the rise. Can you feel it? That R, that I, that S, that E. I know I can. I am giving a super shout out to all of the phenomenal ladies who were at my Women's Weekend Renewal Retreat this past weekend. It was so amazing. You all, if you have not been to my Women's Weekend Renewal Retreat, you are absolutely missing nothing short of greatness. Not only did we pour into what is coming up, what is our vision for 2022, we had an all-inclusive weekend. We had a chef every single meal. It was just so amazing. I had experts who were there. Dominique Murphy was there. LaShone actually did a lot of movement with us, yoga every single morning. It just was so amazing. Tara from Canada came and she was talking to us about dreams and what our dreams mean and how we can really start recalling them. Oh, it was so fabulous. I did some workshops on fear and walking into them, talking about clarity, confidence, commitment, really talking about doubt and limiting beliefs, moving them out of your way. We went all the way in. We had a happy hour. So listen, when you talk about coaching cocktails and conversations, it is everywhere. There is a virtual retreat coming up. So I cannot wait to see you November the 13th and the 14th. I would love to see you. Everything is always at lolitawalker.com, including the next in-person retreat. But here, I want to give another shout out and another cheers. This one is to Jasmine. Jasmine was at my Women's Weekend Renewal Retreat, y'all, and listen to the amazing write-up she did on Instagram. It says, "Hey, Coach Walker, do you know how blessed you are? Do you know how extremely talented you are? Do you know your words are gospel to the evolving soul? Do you know that you are the only person that can do what you were sent on this earth to do? Do you know that you're the only person that can change, help, and alter someone's future? You've got to get them all. They are waiting on you. Keep going. There's more to it. Thank you for stepping into your purpose. I am thankful I got to meet you. Your retreat is definitely a game changer, and you're definitely the bonus. Aw. Thank you for stepping into your gift. Thank you for not letting me leave your retreat as the same person I came as. You are more than appreciated. You are valued. You are cherished." Thank you so much, Jasmine. I love you. Listen, this was the first time I ever met Jasmine. So to feel this power and to see transformation right there happening before my eyes, it just was amazing. And that's only one of the testimonies from one of my Women's Weekend Renewal Retreats. So listen, thank you, Jasmine. This is a power cheers to you. I'm double fisting. Can you see? Cheers. All right. And here is another cheers to you as well. I really want to say cheers to always showing up. Whether this is your first time, I already know that you've already subscribed. I am thanking you in advance for not only subscribing, but for also leaving a review. I want to say cheers to each and every one of you all for recognizing that you can absolutely go from riches to rags and still rise up because the greatness is already inside of you. Cheers, cheers, cheers.
It's time for some good old-fashioned conversations.
Hey, Nasir, and welcome to Coaching Cocktails and Conversations. How are you?
Hello, hello. I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, yes. Listen, this conversation is going to be so juicy. From the first time that I heard you speak, I knew that this was going to be magic made in heaven right here. So to all of you all around the kitchen table, you are in for a super treat. I think you are amazing. When we met, I heard you speak and you cracked me up. So I'm so excited to have you here.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. So today we are talking about how riches to rags will help you rise. And before you got here, we were sitting around the kitchen table and just talking about this notion of rise and what that means.
And when I think about that, I think about the power of your story. So before we get into all of that juiciness, just introduce yourself. So if I asked you this, how would you introduce yourself by way of a strength? What would you say?
That is a really good question. So way of a strength. For me, that's versatility. Really, it's a versatility. I take pride in being able to showcase people that I can do so many different things. You don't have to be stuck in just one box, because so many people feel like they're stuck in just one box. They can only do one thing and one thing at a time. But versatility is something that I take pride in for myself. So yeah, I definitely would say versatility.
Oh, I love it. So now that we know how versatile you are, talk to us about your story, because it really stopped me in my tracks, but it also allowed me to look at you differently. And we talked a little bit about perspective before you got here. So let's hear about your story.
My story actually plays a big part in why I am so versatile in my skills today. I was born in Philadelphia, PA, was not raised there. I was actually raised in Delaware, but we'll get to that. But my parents were always separated. So I never was like in a household with both of my parents. So off the bat, I was born into like a toxic environment with my mom having problems with her mom and them fighting and stuff like that consistently. And my mom was only 17 when she had me and my dad was 20. Growing up with your parent can be a little much sometimes. As I went through my life with my mom, she was very abusive and also emotionally, physically, verbally, all of that. And we moved to Atlanta and I was there for a year with her because she got promoted. I actually got worse. So it was a lot more abuse that came into play. And then one day my school found marks all over my face and my body and the court ruled me to move with my dad in Delaware. And that's where I kind of like blossomed. Life-wise, yeah, it was a lot better than what I was experiencing with my mom, but it was like I still felt alone because my dad was very neglectful. And even though I was in this big 5-bedroom house with a pool and a hot tub in the backyard, very nice upbringing, really, and being able to ask my dad for whatever I wanted and I would get it. Going from that to this, and then the more I got older, the more my dad actually got distant because I started to step into my own, which my own is being my sexuality. And the more that I felt kind of neglected, I started taking up so many different things. Like I played 5 sports, from swimming to football, track, lacrosse, tennis. I was editor-in-chief of my yearbook. I did puppet club at one point. I did so many different activities. And I forgot the most important one, musical theater, which I learned how to dance, sing, act, lighting, and stage crew. So I drowned myself in all of those extracurriculars because I didn't want to be home. Even though I was not in the same exact environment as abusive as my mom, I still felt that heaviness on top of me. And it was hard to kind of separate that. Actually, my first year in college, my dad then kicked me out. Once I got kicked out for being gay, he gave me an ultimatum of I was to either go to counseling to, I guess, get the gay out of me or to leave. So, of course, I said, you know, I'm tired of lying to me and to you, and I'm going to step out. And I left. And I didn't know exactly what I was going to do, but every single day, I just said, hey, you got to keep on going. You have to figure out how you can grow. Then moved to Atlanta with my mom for a little while. Then she kicked me out because I moved with her to try to build that relationship with her. And then she kicked me out because she still had past animosity with her going to jail and things like that for the abuse. It just did not work out. But I went there with trying to prove a point and trying to build something with her. And I learned so much more because then I was able to make it to being one of the youngest AGMs for Marriott at only 21. And I've been able to travel the world with different hotels. And then now I've been able to make my agency today with all of that knowledge that I've built from my skill sets as a child to then my skill sets as being an AGM for Marriott and traveling the U.S. to different hotels. And now I've made it into a marketing and branding company today.
Yes. Let me tell you something, Nasir. You said so much there. So I'm going to try to penetrate a little bit by rewinding us, because I know everybody around this kitchen table, go ahead and close y'all mouths. Because I know when he was telling his story, y'all were like, what? That's exactly how I felt the first time I heard this story. You know, so much we could really talk about as far as your story about going from riches to rags, I mean, homelessness, abusiveness, all of these things that you've encountered as a child. Still, what I heard from you is that when you had the opportunity, what you drowned yourself in was positive things, which was a lot of sports, your musical acting and following all of that stuff. So here's my first question to you. There's folks that are listening right now who are in situations where they absolutely need to get out. They're turning instead to what is fast and what is quick. And sometimes that fast and quick is negative. Yeah. So this is the question I have for you. How did you choose to go the positive route, which things that really fed your curiosity, versus the negative route, maybe on the streets or something that would have taken you further and farther away?
Yeah. And it's crazy that you asked that too, because my grandmother, every time I talk to her, she says, it's crazy that your dad focuses so much on you being gay when you're actually a miracle, because there are so many kids that go through things. Because what I told you here was just not even the tip of the iceberg of what I've actually been through. She's like, how does he not focus that you went the route of now being as successful as you are now in so many different ways, where you could have went down the route of being on the streets, being arrested, and potentially even dead with me being a gay Black male. So that's a thing that I kind of talk to her about very, very often. And for me, it just took a lot of self-reflection, me looking at myself and realizing, what does me going around hanging with these kids that are doing bad things, stealing and all of that stuff, what does that actually benefit me from? Just I can fit in? No, that doesn't help anybody. And me fitting in with people that are doing bad things does not help me grow. And I realized at such a young age that I was in it alone. So I had to figure out, what do I do to help build me and build my growth? And I had to do that personal reflection. And I realized that, oh, I really like to play sports. I played sports at such a young age with, you know, being five and playing those two sports, that I realized, oh, I really like the way that I felt playing sports and the camaraderie and the teamness that it took with playing sports. So then I took up swimming because I realized that I actually loved to swim. Every time I went to a hotel, I would swim underneath. So it's all of that self-reflection that I was doing and seeing what were the feelings that were making me feel better and how can I emphasize more of those rather than the negative ones, because I've gone down the route of being in those dark places of like cutting myself and stuff like that. And I realized that those aren't the things that are going to help me grow. Doing the things that make me feel better and do better is what's actually going to help me grow.
I talked to the folks around the kitchen table before you got here on this acronym of RISE. And I want to share it with you because I have questions for you surrounding it. RISE, R-I-S-E, was four strategies to really think about no matter the situation that you're standing in right now, because we are more than our current circumstance, right? Which you are a prime example of that. The R was about remembering and reflecting on your foundation. Where did you come from and what are the foundations or the core values that you learned within it? Because even through abuse, even through circumstance, even through you feeling as though you were alone, I want to ask you this. What is one foundational core value that you pulled from that you were able to stand on? Because I think I hear it and I would love to know. Let's chat that.
What I remember of like being a foundational value is really just how much of a team and how much of being together matters. Because even though I was experiencing abuse and neglect from my mom and my dad, I was able to then put myself in areas that I felt better with a team and people that we can work together to grow together. And that's why my motto of my company for Royalty Ads is, when we work together, we grow together. Because that's what I started to feel when I actually had a team and people to work with me. So that's, I would say, has built my foundation, because now I've been able to take those skill sets and put them into a business format. And I've even talked to people before, you have to realize that these things are transferable, what you're doing now. So really that foundation of teamwork.
Well, I love that. Transferable skills are so important as we think about our foundation. So when we get clear that there is something, it's a mindset. There is something that is happening in this situation. I know that I'm bigger than my circumstance. Surrounding yourself with people who are doing the things that make you feel a little good, knowing that there is a light at the end of that tunnel, maybe even right beside you and reaching out, which then goes to the I of I am, right? This affirmation of who you are. And I know it's so difficult. I imagine, so I'll ask you this. in the midst of you going through what you were going through and having all of these welts all over your face and over your body time and time again, how did you think about, or did you think about the power of who Nasir was?
And I'll try to say this without getting emotional, because even as you were asking me, I remembered me after my mom beating me with like an extension cord and having so many like things all over my body. And after I just screamed for probably like 20 minutes, I would go into the bathroom and I look at myself actually just bawling my eyes out and crying. And then I would say to myself that you are a miracle. Mm-hmm. You are a miracle. Because actually, when I was two, I was diagnosed with meningitis. So I was actually supposed to die when I was two. Or if I didn't die, I was going to be paralyzed because it's a spinal infection. So I would always look at myself, no matter what I was going through, and say that you are a miracle. And I still, even to this day, I let myself know that you are a miracle and you are someone that somebody else is waiting for. You are the person that you wish that you looked up at that TV and that you saw. Telling myself that you can definitely be, that you are a miracle is something that I've always, always embedded in me.
I think that that's it right there. I was wondering, as you were talking, being in an environment that doesn't feel so nurturing, where did you get that mentality at such a young age? And what I just heard you say is you looked up at the TV and was like, I could do that. Like, there's bigger than where I am. But is that, did I hear that right? Where did you get that mentality that I don't have to be here? Because so let me tell you why I'm asking this is because there's people that are in situations right now and they feel like there's nobody around that's doing anything positive, and they feel so low and can go into a depression. Like, what was it at such a young age that you were able to have that mentality to say that I am better than this right here?
Yeah. So it's funny because TV and social media played a part in that. But I'm kind of on that border of, I remember what it was like to not have technology, you know, like dial up I also know what it's like to be very much submerged in social media and TV and stuff like that. But it was just a lot of me talking to myself and writing a lot of stuff out and getting it out. It actually came to a point to where my dad found my book where I was writing stuff out, and it was just a lot of me, how much I hated my mom and I wanted her to die. I wanted to die and stuff like that. But it was a way for me to get it out of my head and keep it on paper. And then when he found that, then it was hard for me to know who to trust and what to really trust. Being on social media and seeing the lives that other people had and the families that other people had, it made me realize that even though my current situation is pretty crappy right now, I know for sure at some point I'm going to get to a point to where I can have that kind of life that I've been able to see people have on TV and social media. That neglectfulness can be a good thing, and it can also be a bad thing. And the way that it can be a good thing is it takes time for you to be alone and talk to yourself and understand and know yourself. Because I can definitely say now, with me going through all of that stuff, nobody knows me better than I know me. So I would definitely say that's just a lot of that self-reflection, writing stuff out, and then saying, I can definitely have a life like that when I grow up.
Mm-hmm. So good. Yes. This notion of from riches to rags, to now helping you rise. I love that we're talking through this, because this right here is really shaping someone. So we did the R, the I, and then that S we already talked about, which is so juicy, which is surrounding yourself with people who are making positive strides in life to where you want to be. So if I asked you this, what is one person that you would give a shout out to for really being instrumental in your life and helping you go toward this positivity and this big impact that you're making in the world right now?
Yeah, I would really have to say my grandmother. And she's actually not biologically my grandmother. She is actually the mom of a man named Paul, who we thought was my dad, which actually turned out to not be my dad. But when my mom was going through all of that stuff with her mom and the abuse that she was facing, she took me on because I almost actually went into the system. They called her when she was at work, and I actually stayed with her from the age of like 2 to about 5. She's been like an angel in my life this entire time. And once again, I hope I don't get emotional, but She's been a person that has been there from day one of my birth to when I was in the hospital with meningitis. And she always says to me that she saw this balloon on my bed when I was in the hospital. But the thing is, she never physically went to the hospital. She saw the balloon in her dream. She woke up from the dream, and then my mom called and said, "Did you come here to leave this balloon on his bed?" She was like, "No, what are you talking about?" And then she was like, she saw it, the balloon in her dream. Wow. And my actually biological grandmother passed away a little bit after I was born. I actually never met her. She's always felt that that was kind of like my grandmother passing the baton to her and saying, "Please protect him." And she's been doing that my entire life, and it's talked me through everything. Even with my mom trying to prevent me from talking to her, because I used to have to sneak in the closet and call her. And then I found out how to delete. She's definitely somebody that has guided me even when she doesn't even know that she's guiding me.
Wow. How powerful is that to remember and reflect, right? That's what we talked about for our remember and reflect on your foundation and her being such a strong influence in your life. What is her name?
Her name is Wheezy Parks.
I love it.
And so I used to have her last name when I was little. And then when we found out who my dad was, then they changed my last name.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you have to make sure she listens to this and hears how proud that you are of her and how thankful you are, because sometimes we don't even tell them enough.
Yeah.
I love that. I love that. Love that. Love that. And that E, which we talked about as well, is expect growth. You got to expect growth, because then when you walk into it, you already know that I have a vision ahead of me. And that vision doesn't have to always be all fleshed out. But when you expect that there's bigger and better, then you're walking into it. Yeah. And so now you've told us, I expected that there was more. I saw it. So I knew I wanted more. Now talk to us about how you went from that mentality to now owning your own social media agency and the successes that you're seeing right now.
Yes. So it was just a lot of me realizing that I think with me going from my situation, it showed me what was the potential of life. Mm-hmm. I went on nice vacations. My dad took my best friend on a vacation as a graduation trip, paid for everything for her. She walked into the Omni and was like, "Oh, this is nice." And I'm like, "Child, we've been here last week." So it showed me the potential and the quality of life when I was up there, to then being kicked out and realizing that I'm at rock bottom. But now I'm building myself back up. And when you're not afraid to lose it all, that's when you just keep on going. And I realized that I've lost it all. And I'm not afraid to go back there. And I realized of how I can never get myself back there. Now I've been able to network with the right people. I've been able to realize that my skills as a manager can be transferable into our business. I've been able to manage up to 150 people at one time. Now with me building my marketing and branding agency, now I'm able to take those skills of me being able to market for hotels, to be able to bring more people in, to be able to take my accounting skills that I learned from hotels and put them into my company. And I've now been able to network with people and be a part of some amazing programs and be on amazing podcasts like this. And I would have never been able to do that if I did not have the confidence within myself. And I always say that the confidence is the foundation of everything. If you don't have confidence, it's going to keep you from going out there and doing more. It's going to keep you from networking. It's going to keep you from starting your business. So I've always had that confidence within myself because I took that time that I was alone, that I was neglected, to become my own best friend. So now I have that unshakable confidence that no matter who you are, you can't tell me nothing about Nasir.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay. You know, I love all parts of that, because something that the folks around the kitchen table know as well is that I am consistent when I say clarity plus confidence equals the commitment of how you show up every single day. And you know, I'm always on repeat with that equation right there for success. Clarity plus confidence equals the commitment of how you show up every day. And I love that you're like, listen, I'm here. I'm Nasir. I'm here. This is what I do very well.
Being at a place to where I can, you know, ask my dad for anything that I've want and I've gotten, and he's even brought my friends like full outfits, but he was still very neglectful. Like, he would be gone for months at a time. We didn't really have a relationship. And then once he kicked me out for being gay, I went from getting almost everything that I wanted to now figuring out, where am I going to live? What am I going to do? I don't have any money in the way that I had before. And also, there's a mind shift thing. I went from not looking at a price tag to now looking at, like, okay, how can I save some money? And then now I'm on the rise with building my own marketing and branding agency and being able to network with people, to get to know more people, put myself out there, to realize that I am empowered to own and be anything that I want to be. I've been able to leave all that stuff in the past, forgive everyone that I've needed to forgive in order for me to move forward and to be the phoenix that I am now becoming today.
Woo! I love that. And you said so many things. One, it is the phoenix that is rising from the ashes, and look at you now. So let's talk about look at you now. Who do you help? And how do I know when it's time for me to come to Nasir?
I started out with mainly marketing with hotels, but we've now brought on coaches, consultants, people of different industries, real estate agents as well, helping them with their personal brands and how they can leverage that personal brand to help build and scale their companies, marketing them in general. Because a lot of coaches, consultants, real estate agents, people that are more of individuals rather than for companies, they don't know how to market themselves, let alone brand themselves properly. So now we've been able to branch out and help people of those areas too.
Oh, I love it. So let's go into what I call come as you are rounds. And these are three questions that I ask to every guest. The first question is this: why is the work that you do so important in this world?
The work that I do is so important because the more that you get yourself out there, the more potential clients you have and the more potential revenue that you have. So my job is really to expand your customer base, to expand your impact, and to build your revenue and get that ROI.
I love it. Now, how did you know that social media is where you were going to thrive?
Because in high school, I was that person that kind of everybody saw my videos and was talking about it in school the next day. Or like I did, I think the anaconda dance. And then at prom, they dragged the chair in the middle of the floor and asked me to do the dance in the middle of the floor. So it's, I realized that from high school that social media was going to be where I thrived because I took that time to be by myself, to know myself. So I was very comfortable with being on camera and being on social media.
Oh, that's so good. That's so good. Okay. What is one strength that you know you have without a shadow of a doubt that you didn't always recognize was a strength?
I would definitely say empathy. That's one thing that I definitely have. I can feel people's energy before you even say something or before you even know that you have that energy. I have that with my boyfriend all the time. And that's what's made me realize that it's a power for me because I'm able to feel other people's energy and to be able to help them and realize how I can help grow them even more, even within my business.
Oh, I love that. And here's the final question. What is one barrier that still stands before you today?
Being a double minority. With me being Black and gay, sometimes it can be very hard for people to take me as serious as I need to be taken. That's quite frankly why I work with primarily women over men. Women are more empathetic. They're more connecting. Women are the future, in my opinion. And with men, it's a lot of pushback. It's a lot of, they think they know this. They think they know that. Me being a double minority, being Black and gay, is one thing that does stand in my way a little bit. I never, ever let it stand in my way.
I love it. Nasir, it has been such an amazing experience to have you here. And what I want for you to do is just to tell people, how can they connect with you?
Yes. Yeah. It was been so amazing being on here with you and talking about my story and how I can help other people. And you can find me on all platforms at Nasir, N-A-S-I-R underscore J-O-A-C-H-I-M on all platforms. That's Instagram, LinkedIn, TikTok, Twitter, all of that.
I love it. But listen, you are doing some amazing webinars right now. So talk to me about your upcoming webinar and how people can get into that. What will they learn? What will they learn? What will they do?
All of my webinars are either on short form video or how to market and brand yourself. So just following me on Instagram to know when my next upcoming webinar is, because I just had one about short form video and it went absolutely amazing. So just follow me on Instagram and turn that post notification to always so you don't miss when I do have another webinar.
I love that. And I am coming to one of your webinars because when you talk about these short form videos, you are the king of the amazing videos. You all listen, You have got to connect with Nasir on Instagram and on his social platforms, because when I talk about videos, honey, woo, his videos are super fire. So if you want to learn how to do those videos, how to up your game in the social space, then this is absolutely something where you should go. And guess what? I will probably see you there. I love it. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for all that you have dropped today. And furthermore, I think the biggest thing is the notion of going from a place that is everything to some people, to going to a place that is the lowest for some people, to now excelling and building that up from the foundation. It's such an amazing story. And I think even we could have gone in deeper on the perception of what the riches part looks like and feels like, because just because there's money surrounding you, as we all know from what you've shared today, doesn't always equate to happiness or you moving in the direction of where you're destined to be.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm glad that I was able to come here to talk about that kind of thing, because we see how people made it from the bottom, now we hear kind of thing, but we've never actually talked about when you do come from a place of privilege, there's a lot of disprivilege that is also within that as well. And then how do you go from having that money to then having to figure it all out and not having any guidance from the people that are supposed to love you the most. So I appreciate you for having me on here, for being able to talk about that, to be able to help other people that are within those situations or similar situations.
Yay! Well, thank you so much. We'll chat soon.
Thank you. Talk to you soon.
We have concluded another episode of Coaching, Cocktails, and Conversations with Lolita E. Walker. Connect with me at lolitawalker.com for speaking, coaching, and my book, The Intersection of You and Change. Next time, bring a friend. Cheers.